Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Whether you're driving at night, rummaging in the basement, trying to get your grass mowed before the sun totally sinks, or simply trying to get from your bed to the bathroom at night, you need illumination. Similarly, you need light to direct your heart, to know where to go when you can't see ahead, and to know how to respond when things don't make sense. Realistically, in many ways, you need illumination. So let's tear into need illumination. There are always four categories we explore in scripture dissection. First, what does it say? Next, what does it mean? Then, make it personal. And finally, make a commitment. So let's start with what does it say? The first verse we're going to look at today is from Revelation 21:23. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon, for the glory of the Lord illuminates it, and its lamp is the Lamb. Verse number 2, you are the light of the world, from Matthew 5:14a. Verse number 3, indeed, you light my lamp, Lord. My God illuminates the darkness around me, from Psalm 18:28, and also from 2 Samuel 22, verse 29. And then the fourth verse we will look at today is this: everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. He taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. From Matthew 7, verse 24, and then over to verse 29. That's what those verses say. Now let's look at what do they mean. Let's go back to the first verse again. And again, that was from Revelation 21, verse 23. And the city has no need of the sun or of the moon, for the glory of God illuminates it, and its lamp is the Lamb. Jesus, the Lamb, is the light of heaven, the lamp of heaven. He is the illumination of the real world throughout eternity. Plus, God's glory is so strong and piercing, it's like Earth's sun that warms and nurtures everything. This is what you are invited to live in, His illumination. Amazing sunshine every day, forever. Now let's go on to verse 2 and explore what does it mean. From Matthew 5, verse 14a, you are the light of the world. Jesus declares, you are the light of the world. Remarkably, as you stay in his light, you become like the moon, reflecting the sun's light. But this is the S-O-N, sun's light. You have power to illuminate Christ into others' lives around you. They need his light, so shine. Verse number 3, and that's the one that's in both Psalms 18:28 and 2 Samuel 22, verse 29. Indeed, you light my lamp, Lord. My God illuminates the darkness around me. Jesus is your individual illumination. He lights your life as you follow him in this dark world. Essentially, when you look at life through your own eyes, it's darkness. Contrastingly, when you look at life through God's eyes, it's illumination. And now the fourth verse. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. He taught as one who had authority and not as their teachers of the law. From Matthew 7, verse 24, and then over to 29. Jesus boldly promises if you hear and obey his words, you are wise. Additionally, build your valuable, one and only life on the one and only solid foundation that exists. Christ teaches truth with authority, not like many modern culture teachers trying to influence people to think popular thoughts rather than truth. That's what those verses mean. Now we go on to the third section, make it personal. Incidentally, to truly love Jesus means you focus on Him, the illumination of your life. This includes the big stuff, the little stuff, confusing issues, sorrows and sufferings, wonderful moments and memories, relationship problems, and anything else you might be experiencing. In other words, walk close to Jesus to stay in His light. After all, He knows what's best for you. Plus, He fully intends to keep His promises to you. Interestingly, Jesus wants to illuminate your life each day down to the smallest details. We're going to spend a few minutes and talk about how to fix your eyes. Scripture teaches, fix your eyes on Jesus, Hebrews 12, verse 2. With that focus, let's explore the key phrases of our verses. Let's go back to verse number 1. When you fix your eyes on Jesus, you have the light of heaven as your illumination. Plus, your eternal future is under the lamp of the Lamb. FYI, this light guides you safely through this life and then ushers you into eternity. Remarkably, this way of doing life is living forward into eternity, starting now. Let's look at verse 2 now. Further, you are the light of the world. Remarkably, as you fix your eyes on Jesus, and there's that phrase again, fix your eyes, you reflect Him to everyone around you. What an honor! Think about your relationships. What can you do to bring God's light into others' troubles and sufferings? Are you living consistently in the light as a credible example of Jesus? Let's go on to verse number 3, and again, we're going to look at the key phrase there, plus how to fix your eyes. Amazingly, you can live in peace during good or bad times because God guides you as you fix your eyes on Jesus. When you lack wisdom, are lonely, afraid, overwhelmed, betrayed, not feeling well, or even perhaps dying, Jesus lights your lamp and takes you through every darkness. Jesus is your individual illumination. Then verse 4. Jesus, the light of the world, speaks with credibility and authority. He's not interested in being current or popular. Rather, He wants you to know and build on Him. Further, He wants you to fix your eyes on Jesus and walk in His light. Do this by spending time in Scripture each day. Most of all, put His words into practice as you walk into your future and into eternity by faith. So, fix your eyes on Jesus. Well, illumination must be central. To make these scriptures personal, remember, God shares His reality with you. Since God is good, His reality can be trusted. He doesn't lie. He wants to connect with you with what is through His illumination. You can't change what is, and He wants you to connect with what is. To live in God's reality, put Jesus central. After all, He is the light of the world, John 8, verse 12. Frankly, only when Christ is central in your life, that's a deliberate choice, and when you obey His word, another deliberate choice, then you live in illumination. Jesus knows how to bring purpose to life details. Likely, you're aware of darkness around you. Well, simply walk in the light as He is in the light, 1 John 1:7. Jesus shares his light with you. This keeps your illumination central through Jesus. And we said illumination must be central. Now let's look at Psalm 46, verse 10. Be still and know I am God. Doing this keeps Jesus central and you in the center of his illumination. God won't ask you to do things you can't. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. However, he wants you to just let go, enjoy him, and be still. So let's talk about a little bit of instruction and hope right now. First of all, Jesus claims if you intentionally hear and practice his words in every issue of your life, you build eternity into your daily life structure. Plus, you stand firm in life storms. Additionally, his presence keeps you in the light as he is in the light. 1 John 1:7. The second point to look at instruction and hope is this. Give Jesus full control. Basically, you are created by God for himself. He wants you to do life with him, plus to be in a loving relationship and partnership with him. Most of all, to know and love him increasingly as you enjoy his spirit dwelling in your soul. Now, the third point that speaks to instruction and hope is this. Grab hold of hope in Christ by faith. Interestingly, the strongest line God throws to you is his deep love. Incidentally, your faith is the strongest line you can throw back to God. This is hope. Romans 5:5 says, "And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts through his Holy Spirit, who was given to us." All these ideas are how you make our verses personal. Now it's time for the fourth section, Make a Commitment. This is where we discuss application thoughts and questions. The first question, did you know that Jesus is the lamp of all eternity, the illumination of heaven? Apparently, you won't even need the sun or moon, although they will likely be present. Second point, have you considered that you are the light of the world? List ways you can bring illumination to others in your life during your day. The third question, when you are going through hard times, you know those dark times, do you remember Jesus lights your lamp? Yes, he illuminates your path when you don't know where to go or what to do. Plus, he warms your aching heart when you've been hurt, when you're sad, or when you've suffered. Number four, are you exercising wisdom by applying scripture each day in every detail? Also, have you accepted the authority of Jesus as he teaches illumination? And finally, have you realized just how practical God's word is? Okay, now let's go on to point number five. Proactively believe today's scriptures of illumination. List practical ways to walk in God's light through events and challenges of your day. Number six, in what ways are you bending reality to suit your own wishes? Unfortunately, you move out of God's light whenever you do this. Just accept God's reality and stay in his illumination. After all, you can't change what is. And number seven, what should you step away from to walk in Christ's light? Be specific and practical. Now I have something for your personal quiet time. Portions of this content come from my book, It's Your Move, a devotional book that powerfully challenges you to live with perspective, purpose, and strategy. And also some content came from my book, Sharp Shooting, Your Bronze Bow. It's a devotional book that takes you through Matthew and powerfully challenges you to live like Jesus lives. You can find these books in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.